Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Pulling on Heaven podcast. And I am here with our beloved pastor, Pastor Gary Zamora. How
hey,
are
Steve.
You?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
You know, we have haven't done one of these for a minute.
I know.
So it's great to see you. I'm glad. I'm great. God's great. We can be great in God. You've been in Italy a couple of times and just busy, and we've been busy running back and forth. And
oh, yeah. It's been an incredible summer.
All kinds of God kind of things. So yeah, it really has. And glad to see it cooling down a little bit, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm still sporting a
I know, look at you. You're going for it summertime.
I've just been
nice here.
So hot, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's great to be here today. Always great to talk to you. And I know you had a couple of things on your mind that we're going to talk about today. And I know it's going to help people. It's just such a great thing. I was thinking about this just before we went on air. It's really good to bounce revelation and experiences that we've learned by faith. And by revelation, by the word, there's just something about the body of Christ that makes the word come alive in a way that it just doesn't seem to happen, or it happens differently when it's just you. So
yeah.
I appreciate you being here having the opportunity to share. Always like to hear, I say this to people all the time, especially after a Sunday or any time I've ministered, I love to set, if we're eating lunch or dinner or whatever may be going on at the time, and hear people's take and their perspective or what angle they're coming from based on what I've shared. And it's so amazing at the diversities of revelation and insight and kind of that connective tissue, how it comes together. And I believe that's what God called the body of Christ, Christ within us and coming together in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. And it helps kind of light spark that image in my mind of what I've talked about, hearing them say. So it's like watching the word come alive in the people that I've been ministering to, and then it's coming back to me in person, you know, live and in person. So
that's
that
really
to say,
cool.
Glad you're here.
Well, yeah, and following right up on that idea was we were talking about just beforehand was I had shared how in the service I was sick over the weekend, wasn't able to be in the service, but I watched online.
Gosh.
Like, hopefully all of you are doing, and I was shocked in a great way in which you had made a statement about prophesying about movies. And you know, I work in the film industry and
right.
a filmmaker, and so that always touches especially to me. And you were talking about movies, and you were saying something about it, and it really made me sit up, because it was something that I had literally said to someone else not too long ago. And I ended up feeling like the entire message was like catered specifically like to me. Like, I can't be there, but this whole message is geared towards me. And yet we can all come in and do that. That's just the amazingness of God, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, we believe the scripture was in Ephesians. I believe it's Ephesians, probably have it here somewhere, 2:20, where the word says that God is willing to do. As a matter of fact, let me see. If I can find this here. God is willing to do exceeding abundantly and above all we know to ask according to the faith, according to the power of God that works on the inside of us. And what it talks about before that, it talks about to know the depth, the love of Christ, and it really is God saying, do you know who I am on the inside of you? So we expect God to do great new things, right? We all want. I mean, come on. We buy something new, and we can't, you know, a little ways down the road, we want something newer or better,
right.
or, you know, or we try to keep it looking new, whether it's
never satisfied.
It doesn't matter if it's a pair of shoes, a car, what it is. You know, it's always something. And that's what the word says. Hell and destruction are never full, and the eyes of man are just never satisfied. So we have this innate sense of desire, yearning to see something new and different. And that really is an eternal aspect of who Christ in us is. Because God is eternal. He's never old. He's always new. His mercies, His grace are new every day. So we have that innate sense on the inside of us to want to see something new. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing because it keeps us driving ourselves or being driven in the right direction. What direction is that? Direction of faith, having to believe God for something that is exceeding, abundant beyond all that we know to ask or think. So we think about God wants to do exceeding abundantly and above. And we can quote that scripture. We can say it. But what does that mean? You know, it means you're going to, at some point, have to leave where you've been and even what you've been thinking about, you know, what our expectations are. And that's where we pray one of the most powerful prayers that was prayed when Jesus prayed, not my will, but your will be done. And if that's prayed with a real sense of understanding as to what does that really mean and how committed am I to that, that's where the new thing happens. God's going to do some incredible things in films, in the way that we communicate to people through people that God has blessed. We have amazing talent out there, and people that can sing, people that can act, people that can portray a character by revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I see taking place. But it all stems from God doing a new thing. Now, the scriptures also say, in Ecclesiastes, there is no new thing under the sun. Those things that were are, and those things that are have been since the beginning of time. But we're talking about something that God reveals on the inside of us that's new to us, something that requires a change of mind. So we fight that a lot of times. People fight that and don't realize they're fighting it when God begins to introduce change into their lives. And when that change starts to come, people tend to push back instead of realizing one really important aspect of our lives, the steps of the redeemed, the steps of a person's life are ordered by God.
Right.
So number one, God's going to do something exceeding our imagination, exceeds our imagination, our thoughts, our prayers. So that means God is going to do something we haven't even asked him to do, okay? He's going to do something that we didn't think that maybe we needed. But with that in mind, the introduction has to be made, which means God will introduce something to you, and that's kind of where we James it, you know. Count it all joy when you enter into the time where your faith is being called on, the trying of your faith, so you can be entire, complete, lacking nothing. And what is that? Well, so we just talked about it. We can't really, it seems like, be satisfied with anything long-term. So what happens then? God begins to continually introduce new aspects of who he is, new lights of who he is, pulling us out of the shadows of where we've been, and that requires challenge.
Yeah.
And so in the theaters, if God's going to do something new and incredible, we can't check the boxes of the past and say we're going to do it this way because this is what people want to see. That's nothing new. It isn't new to show someone in a creative way what they want to see, but to show them something that they hadn't really thought about, that's revelation.
Yeah.
And that's what I prophetically see God doing, is bringing out aspects of the kingdom, aspects of his nature that we'd never really even thought about.
Yeah.
In ways we'd never even anticipated or thought we wanted to know. Maybe we never even asked God, and that's where that scripture comes into play. But God, he wants to do something you didn't even think about. He wants to do something you didn't even ask him to do. And what holds that up? What seems to throw that off the track? It's that we keep anticipating God to do what we ask him to do instead of really believing, not my will, your will be done. What if God's will is a quiet time? What if God's saying, what I want you to do is listen? And instead of listening, we're asking God why he isn't doing what we had already talked about. I mean, that's how is he going to do something new if we've already anticipated what we'd like him to do?
Yeah. Yeah, and that idea and those things that we'd like him to do are those things that we think are going to satisfy us, and then they happen and we're not satisfied, or they don't happen and we're not satisfied. And he's saying, I want to kind of remove all that from the equation.
Yeah. And we're quoting the scripture when we say, well, that didn't turn out the way I thought it was going to. And we just prayed, God, not my will, your will be done, number one. And number two, you want to do something I want you to do in my life what I didn't even know to ask or think about. And then God does it, and we're sitting there saying, well, that didn't turn out the way I thought.
Yeah.
Did you mean what you prayed? Did you really mean what you prayed when you said, God, not my will, but your will be done?
Mm-hmm.
And the execution of those introductions from God, and what I mean by that, those things that come into your lives, and why, God, why is this happening? God wants us to be satisfied. Now, what pleases God? Faith. The word says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So it's reasonable to think, I would think, that if it pleases God, it would please me.
Mm-hmm.
So if my faith pleases God,
it should.
Why wouldn't my faith bring joy and pleasure to me? And it does.
Yeah.
That's why James says, if you'd count it all joy, if you'd remember and really believe what you prayed, three things. My steps are ordered of God, meaning whatever's taking place, God, you're in the middle of it, and I don't like it because I don't know anything about it because it's not going in the direction that I anticipated, all right? But if we stop and say, well, wait a minute, that's actually scriptural. So God is doing something right now, right here. He's doing something I hadn't asked him. That's what he said he would do, okay?
Yeah.
Number two, faith pleases him, and it's also what the just live by, the redeemed. It's who we are. We live by, so God answered me again. So, you know, there's checking the box number two. And number three, that the blessing of the Lord makes us wealthy. It fulfills. It overcomes our will. And when God overcomes our will and his will is done, then all the negative dynamics of our life begin to disappear. But we wrestle against that when God's doing things and we think he's not, because he's actually answering our prayer. He's just not doing it our way. But correct. We didn't say, God, do it my way. If you would just do this like this, because we know better scripturally. We know not to say that. But when we ask him to do what he does, then we doubt it, because in the back of our minds, what we're really saying is, God, what I'm really asking you to do is to okay my will.
Yeah.
I'm not asking for your will. I'm asking you to approve my will and let my will be your will. And we kind of turn it around. And here's what's encouraging. When you look at it and see God is, and believe the scriptures and understand what you're praying and really lock into it, if God's ordering my steps, and he is, then I have to be right where I'm supposed to be. And if something is taking place that I hadn't anticipated, that's another fulfillment of scripture. So how much is God answering me? And what do I need to do? What we need to do is lock into what we prayed. God, you're doing what I ask you to do. I said, not my will, your will be done. You're doing that right now.
Yeah.
And you told me that your ways are higher than my ways, and your thoughts are beyond my thoughts, and that you would reveal that to me, and you're doing that now. So in that I'm not really sure where I'm going or what's taking place or how it's going to play out is really the perfect will of God, because it makes me dependent on him, it makes me trust his word, and it makes me live by faith. And right now, it's really not about God pleasing me, it's about me pleasing the Lord, because what pleases the Lord is that he's able to bless us and reveal who he is to us.
Yeah.
God's so good. If we just believe what we pray.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think a lot of times too, when you start talking about not my will, but your will, I know that I went through kind of a period of thinking about all these words that the Lord has spoken over my life, and all these destinations, and all these amazing, amazing things. And then thinking about, okay, not my will, but your will be done. And I would get kind of hung up on the idea where, like, well, okay, then I'm putting those things aside. And do I not believe on those things? Do I not pray for those things or pursue those things? Because it's not your will. But and then I had to come to this point where I'm like, well, wait a minute. It was, he was the one who presented those things in the first place. I didn't present them. Yeah. So those words are the will. It's really then how do we get there? Yeah. And it's just like what you're saying, because it's like, I've shown you this is my will to get you here, but we're not going to go there the way you think that we're going to go there. Yeah. And because if we go there the way you want to go there, you're not, there's no purpose in it. I could put anybody there, but I'm taking you on a journey in a way that's going to shape you.
And you just nailed it right there. Shape you.
Yeah.
So when God reveals a destiny, a purpose in our lives, he's revealing it because we're not aware of it, number one. So he's telling us.
Yeah.
Not aware, which means I'm not mentally, psychologically, spiritually in alignment with this, or I would have known it. Okay. So God's telling me something. I would have heard it before. And that's relationship with God. He reveals. And the Holy Spirit, the word says, will do what? He'll lead you in the way you should go. Not he'll help you along in the way that you are going. He will lead you in the way that you should go. And this is what happens. We don't make the exchange, you know, and this is what I'm referring to. If we present our will as an offering to God, God, this is what I'd like done, but this is what I have to offer to you, because I really don't have anything else of value other than my will. So that's what Paul says when he said, present your bodies a living sacrifice. He says it like this, I urge you by the mercies of God. I mean, this is a big deal, guys, that you present yourself a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And that word reasonable literally means this is really worshiping God as God, is when you say, and I've said this many times, the offering God wants, the sacrifice he wants, is the sacrifice you are. That's why Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, lay down your life and follow me. That's a sacrifice that God will receive. Not necessarily everything we'd like to do for God, but what we can bring to God as an offering. And what is that great sacrifice that he will receive? It's our will. It's surrendering, God, not my will, and I mean that, your will be done. And you can say something like regarding prophecies, God, I know you've spoken these things in my life, but that's not my idea, that's yours. So let your will be done in my life that changes my mind, shapes me.
Yeah.
You know, there nothing shapes us like our faith in the unknown. Nothing does that. Nothing shapes our faith like in God, your will be done. I'm not sure what it is. I don't know what's going on. I'm not seeing what I thought. But if you let's stop at that moment and say, I'm not seeing it the way I thought it was going to turn out, but that really is a fulfillment of your word. You said you'd do what I didn't think about. That, number one, will bring peace. It keeps you on track, and it allows your mind to change.
Yeah.
Whereas when we say, God, what am I doing wrong? Where did I go? Where did I stray? What am I missing?
Yeah.
What am I not doing right? Well, that's what you're not doing right at that moment. You're doubting that God is really ordering your steps, and you're not allowing the transformation of our minds to change. And what God really wants, he can do anything with anyone. But if he called Steve, it's because he has something he wants Steve to do. Why did he tell me? Well, if he didn't tell you, he would have just done it. He told you because he wants you to be incorporated with the idea in a way that it transforms your mind into that idea. In other words, you become the nature of whatever that prophetic word is. And that takes steps of faith. It takes denying our will. It takes learning more about who he is than we do about who we are. Yeah. We know who we are.
Yeah,
we know ourselves pretty well, or at least we think we do. But the true us is what God's calling us to do, and it requires faith. It requires complete confidence and trust in God. You haven't gone on off course and still you stop until you start saying, where did I go off course? Where did I miss it? Now you're doubting yourself. Yeah. You're doubting God. You entered into the condemnation phase. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. So, you know, we walk away from all of that and then wonder why God isn't doing it. Well, he is, but what's happened is we've stepped away from our confidence in the word God has brought to us because we're not seeing it unfold. But before you build a house, if that house is going to remain, you need a foundation.
Yeah.
And those steps that we take by faith because God told us he was going to do or wanted us to do something. Think of Abraham. Mm-hmm. All the patriarchs throughout the word with David, the Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Joseph. I mean, God gives them this great word. And then it takes a minute. Well, it's a transformation of the mind that's necessary, that those steps when you don't see things happen, if we will allow it and stop doubting God because the thing doesn't seem to be unfolding and realize what God's working on right now is the foundation of the thing.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stay on course and say, God, I do see you working. I see you doing things that I didn't expect. That's the fulfillment of your word. I'm confident that you're leading me in the way I'm supposed to go, and that means you're directing me and not me. I'm seeing that happen too. So you're really affecting my life by the word you've given to me, by introducing things in my life I would never have asked for. And that's another fulfillment. You're exceeding my imagination. If we see God doing things in those ways, it allows our mind to become that foundation. So when God does do and present what he wants to present to us, as he did with Joseph, we're ready.
Yeah.
We're ready to say, I don't know, but God knows, and God's going to show me. Take me where, Joseph, take me to the king. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to say, but I know God will tell me when I get there. Same thing with us. Same thing with Abraham. Same thing with Moses. Joseph had to walk a while. Moses had to walk a while. Abraham had to walk a while. Stephen Gary, we have to walk a while in the promise of God and allow the work of God in our minds. And that's where the world happens, in our minds, how we perceive. That's our kingdom is our minds, our thoughts. The kingdom of God is the mind of God, the thoughts of God, of course. What rules a kingdom? How the king thinks. We want to know how God thinks. And God's saying, I want to share that with you. So I'm going to give you a promise that's going to require you walking by faith, and you won't see what I've said, because if you do, you're not going to trust me. You're not going to follow me. You're not going to believe me. You're just going to be excited about what you see, and no transformation will happen. There's no foundation of faith. Right. There's no confidence. There's no assurance in the invisible that God will make visible by his word. So nothing happens in us. The work that needs to be done, the foundation that needs to be done, doesn't really happen. We really don't change.
Yeah,
we're not really any different when, you know, months, weeks, or years down the road than we were when we first got the word. When we first received that word, we're no different, because we kept asking God when he was going to do it, not realizing all along he's been building the foundation. But we keep pushing those blocks away, saying, I've got to get this out of the way, because that what builds the foundation of the things sometimes that we don't anticipate, so we don't enjoy them because it wasn't our idea. But if we'll say, God, your will be done, now I know my mind's going to change. I know you're going to do some things that I haven't anticipated, and instead of disliking them, I'm going to embrace them. Yeah. I'm going to count it all joy. Those are the proper steps. And God is doing something. The moment he releases that word, he's begun.
Yeah. What a word. That is so good. That, man, I feel like I've just been to church. I hope you guys feel the same way. Man, well, as we wrap up here, Pastor, that's so powerful and so encouraging. It makes me think of that idea of, you know, Jesus talked to, I think it was Jesus, where he was talking about the fickleness of satisfaction of the generation. Mm-hmm. And he says, like the children who said, we played songs for you, but you did not dance for us. So we sang a dirge, but you did not cry. And that idea that, you know, that we can try to make God jump through these hoops that we want him to, and when he does, we're not satisfied. So it's his plan and his way of doing what he wants in us that brings it to.
It is. You know, we've talked about, and I've said it before, and I understand the concept of the idea. We want God to move. Well, he doesn't have to move. He's every place in the fullness of all that he is and all that he'll ever do. He's the creator of all that was, all that is, and all that will ever be. So he doesn't really need to move. We need to move. Mm. We need to move in alignment and in agreement with the will of the Father. And when we do, then we see what we need to see. So we can say it this way. The appearance of that prophetic word isn't in God moving. It's in us seeing what he's doing and us seeing the appearance of what he said. Because it takes on many forms, many shapes. You know, before a flower makes itself known or a fruit tree bears fruit, there's a whole lot that goes on underground that you don't see. There's a lot of depth, a lot of root. There's a lot of transformation taking place from the root or the seed that begins to break earth. And if we doubted that and we dug that up or walked away from the root or the seed because we didn't see it, we'd never see the fruit. We'd never see the tree. We'd never water it. Water what God has said, and you'll see the fruit. You'll see the flower. You'll see the tree. And the way we water it is saying, God, I see what you're doing. The minute I prayed, things begin to change in my life that I hadn't anticipated. And I'm not upset about it. I'm thankful for it because I acknowledge this as a part of what you're doing. And when you do that, the thing can make itself known. Because our mind just began to change the moment God spoke and we received it as not my will. You're going to do this completely, totally, and entirely different than I would have imagined. And be good with that. And that's why this word says, rejoice at all times. And again, I say rejoice. Just be thankful knowing when I called on God, he's so faithful. He answered me, and that I know. Now let's watch and see how he makes this seed come to life. It's like the word says, Paul said, you know, I'll water and Apollos can plant or vice versa, but God gives it the body. See what body God gives your prophetic word, what body God gives your prayer, and trust him that he's done it. Instead of waiting to see God move, you move. Move in the direction of faith and praise.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for having me on with you. What a great time chatting about God. And you guys out there watching, thank you for all your support. And tune in next week for another exciting episode of the Pulling on Heaven podcast.
Remember, this is the greatest season of your life.
Amen. Amen.